Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Today I would like to talk about the multiple choice question.
Yes, sir.
So, in MCQ, multiple choice question are a staple of education. They may be less difficult than they once were, means in the past. Still, we all have to take multiple choice questions in the examination. There, my dear student, it is vital that you have a good strategy for answering multiple choice questions. So, I would like to discuss some of the tips and strategies how to deal with multiple choice questions. There are some tips. First of all, read the entire question. Means you know the questions are given, so it is your task duty to read the entire question. And the second, eliminate wrong answers. If you are confirmed about the wrong answer. Next is select the best answer as your mind says and as your studies say. The next is read every answer option which are given in your question. After that, make a educated guess. Means you have to find out which one is appropriate answer among the given options. If all else fails, guess like a skilled magician. In other words, we can say here, you know, it is a kind of an idea which you are just there, you know, guessing. It might be possible, it could be correct or incorrect. My dear friends here, I am passionate about equipping you to succeed and fulfill your personal mission. That's why here, as the old saying goes, it is very interesting. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. It is a kind of proverb. Failing there, you know. So I would like to talk about literature. Now I am coming to the topic here, you know. So how to study literature so that we could be able to solve the question or objective question. First of all here, you know about literature and the major period in the literature. Means from Elizabethan age to the modern age, as is in your syllabus. Am I right? You people are getting my point?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. So major literature, first of all, is Elizabethan age, and you also know its period, 1558 to 1603. So my dear friend, first of all, you make your full acquaintance with historical perspective, literary perspective, and the social perspective. Among these three, literary perspective is very important for all of you. And if you remember, when you were the student of Degree 1, this is BA Part 1, and at that time, I taught you all the history of English literature, in which we discussed the major period in the recent age to modern age. And you remember those days in which we got many important points. I hope these points, some points are still in your mind. So, major literary trend in which you have to discuss major developments. This is a very important point. Next is the major story of the age in respect of social